This is Akashvani, the news read by Tanvi Khurana. Railway Ministry has said that only those users will be able to book online Tatkal tickets through IRCTC website and app from 1st of next month who have authenticated their account with Aadhaar. The step has been taken to ensure fair and transparent access to Tatkal tickets and to safeguard the interest of passengers. A report.
Indian Railways has announced key modifications in the Tatkal ticket booking system. According to the new scheme, Aadhaar-based OTP authentication will be mandatory for online Tatkal bookings from 15th of July this year. Tatkal tickets booked at computerized passenger reservation system counters and through authorized agents will require OTP authentication sent to the mobile number provided by the user at the time of booking. These changes are being implemented to improve transparency in Tatkal bookings and to ensure that the benefits of the scheme reach genuine indie users. With Bhupendra Singh, this is Anand Kumar for Akashvani News, Delhi.
To prevent bulk bookings during the critical opening period, authorized ticketing agents of Indian Railways will not be permitted to book opening day Tatkal tickets during the first 30 minutes of the booking window. The centre has reduced the basic customs duty on crude edible oil, including crude sunflower, soybean and palm oils from 20% to 10%. This has resulted in the import duty differential between crude and refined edible oils from 8.75% to 19.25%. The Ministry of Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution said that this move aims to reduce the landed cost and retail prices of edible oils, providing relief to consumers and helping to curb overall inflation. Finance Ministry has said that speculation and claims that the merchant discount rate will be charged on UPI transactions are completely false, baseless and misleading. It said such baseless and sensation-creating speculations cause needless uncertainty, fear and suspicion among our citizens, and government remains fully committed to promoting digital payments via UPI. The official rebuttal was issued following several reports circulated online claiming that the government is planning to impose MDR on large ticket UPI transactions. MDR is a fee that banks charge merchants for processing payments in real time. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said that the India-European Union Free Trade Agreement is feasible by the end of 2025. He said, India places a high priority to its relations with the European Union, the centerpiece of which is the Free Trade Agreement negotiations that are making very good progress. Speaking at the German Marshall Fund Forum in Brussels, Dr. Jaishankar expressed confidence that the year-end timeline set for the completion of the India-EU Free Trade Agreement seems feasible following his in-depth talks with EU officials this week.
We are really looking at deepening our ties. So the centerpiece is the FTA,
of course,
which has been under negotiation for some time now. I think we're making very good progress. But beyond trade, you know, when we look at, we have a trade and technology council with the EU. We discussed the objective of a defense and security partnership. We discussed mobility and talent flows, education.
In Canada, 9 people, including 7 Indo-Canadians, have been arrested by the Peel Regional Police in the largest drug seizure of their history. The police seized 479 kilograms of cocaine worth nearly 300 crore rupees and 2 illegal loaded semi-automatic handguns. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy rainfall in Karnataka, Konkan, Goa, Kerala, Mahe, Maharashtra, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and Karaikal over the next 3 days. While thunderstorms with lightning and gusty winds are expected at isolated locations in the Andaman and Nicobar Islands, Bihar, Andhra Pradesh, Madhya Pradesh, Telangana and Uttarakhand. IMD further said that heat wave conditions are very likely at isolated places in Delhi, Chandigarh, Haryana, Himachal Pradesh, Jammu and Kashmir, Madhya Pradesh, Punjab, Rajasthan and Uttar Pradesh. In the AFIH Hockey Pro League, Indian men's team will take on Argentina at the Wagner Hockey Stadium in Amstelveen, Netherlands this evening. The match will begin at 6:30 p.m. India time. And that is the end of this news bulletin.